Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Maureen Holder, International Trade Policy graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus, the Spiketown Duppy Dust case. On this day, September 21st, 1912, the town of Spiketown found itself caught up in the drama of what became known as the Duppy Dust case. Just 1 week earlier, Amy Daniel, a resident of St. Peter, had stood before the Assistant Court of Appeals seeking to overturn a sentence of 1 month's imprisonment with hard labor. Her offense was unusual, even for the time. She had smeared what was soon branded Duppy Dust on the face of her friend, Rebecca Scantlebury. The two women, once close companions, had recently quarreled. According to Rebecca's testimony, the disagreement came to a head one afternoon at Mr. Hutchinson's ironmongery. In the presence of her friend, Margaret Burroughs, and another bystander, Georgiana Stanford, Amy suddenly grabbed Rebecca by the throat and rubbed a strange substance across her face. The effect was swift and painful, burning, redness, and blurred vision. By nightfall, word of the assault spread through Spiketown. The whispers all carried the same conclusion. Amy Daniel had used Duppy Dust, a substance tied in local imagination to Obia. Rebecca, meanwhile, was in agony. Barely able to see, she sought the care of Dr. Oliver Greenwich, who prescribed ointment for her eyes but could not identify the substance that had caused her immense distress. When Amy's appeal came before Justices Knight, Briggs, and Gowdy, they questioned why Magistrate Sinclair had ruled so swiftly without hearing from Dr. Greenwich. The doctor was summoned and, on September 21st, gave his evidence. He confirmed that Rebecca had come to see him in great pain, with inflamed eyes and impaired vision. Amy's solicitor, Harcourt Corbin, could not dispute the facts. He appealed instead to her character, pointing out her previously clean record and asking that a fine be imposed in place of prison. But the court was unsympathetic. The justices declared that Amy had played a low-down trick on her friend, and instead of showing mercy, they upheld the conviction and increased the punishment to 2 months' imprisonment with hard labor. And so the case closed, leaving behind a story that Spiketown would not soon forget. The day when a quarrel between two friends gave rise to the legend of the Duppy Dust.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.